When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the No Bad Dogs podcast with me, Tom Davis, America's Canine Educator. For those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining. And for those of you who are watching here on YouTube, we're also doing video format. Listen to this as you're driving, or you can listen to this as you're working out, and you can also watch this when you're doing none of those things and want to watch it. And so we're doing two formats today just because I want you guys at home to be able to see how I do things and then also hear how I do them as well. And so today I have a pretty cool topic that I want to talk about that I think is groundbreaking into the dog world. Not proprietary, but it's something that needs to be talked about. I'm learning as I travel and as people travel to me, specifically the last couple of weeks, we've had people literally from all over the country coming to upstate New York to train with me, traveling very far, and then as well as seminars. And I'm very grateful for that. That's not the point. That doesn't matter. The point is the more people I work with, the more I realize that we live in a world where the only time we work with our dogs or the only time that we... Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the coolest dog training channel right here on YouTube. If you're watching, hello. If you're listening, hello as well. And this is the No Bad Dogs podcast with me, Tom Davis, America's Canine Educator. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I have something very, very interesting to talk about. Not so interesting, but I think groundbreaking in the dog world. We've had a lot of people over the last couple of weeks travel very far to work with us at the Upstate Canine Academy in New York. And the more I work with people, I'm starting to work with people with less behavioral problems, or I'm noticing more of a balance, if you will, where the only thing I ever worked on before was behavioral problems. If you had a problem with your dog, that's what I did. That was my specialty. Now I'm starting to work with dogs on a different level, which at first I had a couple people come for me from 5 to 6 states away just for the weekend the last couple of weeks. And I feel a little bit insecure sometimes because I'm a behavior guy and that's what I specialize in. And so if there's a problem, that's where I hone in and get goosebumps and get really excited to work. But if there's not a problem, I sometimes don't know exactly how to do things, I guess. I've been in I've been in such a programmed way of dealing with behavior modification stuff and really fixing really severe problems. And that's what I'm known for, and or that's what I specialize in, I should say. And so, you know, when I went out, for those of you who have been watching my last videos on YouTube, and for those of you who are listening, you heard about my podcast about the Nebraska trip, and all of the dogs that I work with didn't really have any behavioral issues, the ones that were in the shelters, I should say. And what it did for me was it was very refreshing. It opened up doors that I hadn't opened up in a very long time of like, hey, here's a dog with no real issues, but it still needs work. What can you do? What can you do to make this dog's life better? And so I've been noticing, guys, that basically the more dogs and the more people I work with, it's like, hey, my dog doesn't have any real problems, but I want you to work with my dog to help me better understand it. And so we're going to talk about some of the old sayings of, if you don't have a problem, you don't have to have a problem in order to get better. And it's, you don't have to be sick to live healthy. And you don't, so I guess what I'm saying is there's the right terms and the wrong terms to say all those things. I'm sure they're like really old quotes, but you know, I was talking to my dad about this too the other day of just because there's not a problem doesn't mean that you can't get better. And so as I travel, people are like, well, I don't really have any problems. Can you still help? And at first I'm like, well, it's probably not the class for you. But then I realized that's what I've been doing the last couple months is really just taking people's dogs and helping them better understand. And it's not so much about obedience and even tools. It's more about just getting on a deeper level with your dog and understanding your dog in a different way. I received an email this morning from one of our clients that came from Rhode Island over the weekend, and he was like, hey man, like I've noticed like significant difference in my dog's everyday life. Thank you. And that was really cool to hear because I was like, yeah, but there wasn't really any issues. So I was a little insecure about, I'm never really insecure about working with dogs, but I'm insecure about people's expectations because I'm just so used to having these huge problems and being able to overcome them. And so it was really refreshing, like I said before, and it was really cool to just be able to work with dogs without any significant issues. And so dog trainers and dog owners, this podcast and this video, I think is going to be really insightful because I want to talk about the education of dogs versus the education of humans. Of course, we're completely two different things, except we are coexisting. We live under the same roof. These dogs are living with your family. They're living with your kids. They're living with your whatever. But yet a lot of dogs don't have any education, like none. And when we talk about human education, like I said, it is entirely different. However, the lack of education for our dogs is literally non-existent for probably 85% of the dog population. And I think that may be okay. And if you get by having a dog just lay around and sleep all day and not having any issues, one thing is you got lucky. The other thing is there's still stuff to do. And that's what I'm learning is, again, you don't have to have a problem to get better. And you don't have to be depressed to get happier. Oh, sorry, guys. Dog hair in my mouth. Welcome to my life. But so I think it's like something I've really been discussing, and it's really been rattling my brain because I'm like, every dog deserves some sort of formal education, or at least we owe it to our dogs to be able to just say like, hey, what are you capable of? What do you really like? What do you not like? What do you like doing? And that is based off somebody like myself as a professional working with your dog. And so, excuse me. And so it's just really interesting I'm starting to like grasp these things of like, wait a minute, problem dogs shouldn't come to me. All dogs should come to a professional. And it's not just me. I'm just saying that as a dog owner, because I was a dog owner way before I was a professional. And so I think more dogs should do more education because the more the education of the people, the less dogs that we have to go in and help and surrender and bring to the shelter. And so I love dogs and my life goal is to help dogs. And the only way to do that is to work with people and to educate dog owners. And so I've really been rattling my brain about this, and it's been very interesting to see the conversion of how many people I'm starting to work with no real behavioral issues. Like the last two people that came to me were like, I don't really have any huge issues, but I want to figure this out. Or why does my dog do this? Or can we get to this level? What do you think about this? And so I've become like almost like a shrink or like some sort of like gatekeeper of, do you know your dog? Do you not know your dog? Which is really, really cool. But I'm starting to notice more of that than ever before, which I'm really excited about. And so I encourage people that you have to look at the relationship with your dog and the education that your dog has had. If your dog doesn't know anything, I think for me, it's really important for our dogs to understand like foundational stuff. So they have something to do and they have like a place in your life, or they have some sort of job in their life and they feel more involved with your everyday life. Instead of just passing by and just watching your family live their everyday life, like giving your dog more than a little bit of exercise giving them a task or giving them something to do or just being able to communicate to your dog is really valuable. So just teaching your dog the preliminary foundations of like play, sit, stay, or whatever is going to be better than just letting your dog live their life through wondering what the heck they're doing in your life and what do they have to do with it and what can they do to help. And so by like telling your dog to go lay down on command and laying on a bed or something will give them something to do and they'll feel more involved. And ultimately, you and your dog will have a better connection. And so I guess I just wanted to talk about dog owners. You don't have to have a problem to help your dog. And you don't have to have a big issue to do training. And same thing with dog trainers. This is a huge opportunity for you to also like reach your market, like a bigger market, because primarily anybody who out there is working with behavior modification is working with problematic dogs, but you can open your market up to like, hey, all dogs should have some sort of education. And that's what I realized when I was doing my last seminar. I was telling people like the drives of dogs, the hunt drive, the prey drive, the food drive, sex drives and all these different things and how their mouths open and how they run and how they breathe. And I was doing like, I was bringing dogs out and I was telling people how to read their body language through their shoulders and their breathing and their eyes. And a lot of people were like, holy crap, I'm living with a stranger. I didn't know any of these things. And so I guess what I'm saying, guys, is if you have a dog, I encourage you that if you love your dog, train with your dog. Get to know your dog a little bit more. Right now, you guys are like really lovable roommates who really don't, I love you, but who are you? And I've been finding more and more of that as a professional. And so that's really what I wanted to talk about on this podcast and on this video is if you have an opportunity, and here's the thing though, is not all dog trainers, because I'm not a dog trainer. I'm like some sort of mix of I don't know. I guess I'm just, I just build a better relationship with your dog. That's my job. I can take a dog with behavioral issues and help you overcome them, but I can also take a puppy and teach you how to understand it. And so that's really starting to like evolve into other things where people are like, hey, I don't have any problems, but I want to hang out with you with my dog for an hour. And I want to learn from you and like, what would you do? And so that's really, really cool because I get to help more dogs. It's not just this one category of behavior stuff, which is what I'm primarily sought after for. What I'm really starting to work on is people are just not educated about their furry friends that they love dearly. So it's really interesting. And so that's what I wanted to talk about on the podcast today is just really understanding your dog. And what it takes to understand your dog is very simple. And I think what happens is dog owners become a bit overwhelmed where they're like, I don't want to go to training because I'm not sure what to do. Well, find yourself a trainer that you can email or you can direct message and say, hey, I love my dog, but I'm unsure of these things. Do you think you can help me? And then like somebody like myself would be like, hell yeah, I want to help you understand those things. And that's really what I've started to do. And I'm so excited because it's like opening up a new chapter for me of like, it's not just the aggressive dogs and the dogs with issues or anything like that. I'm starting to just be like a liaison for your dog and you. And you have like this gap that you don't really know how to fill and you love your dog and your dog loves you and you're looking at each other all day like, what the hell are you saying? I don't know. And so it's not like the whole cliche of like dog whisperer because that's way overdone. I think it's just like finding somebody who innately understands dogs in their entirety with the amount of work that I've done with wolves and coyotes and feral dogs, and then just working with like the domesticated dog. Hey, buddy. It's my buddy. And then just working with the domesticated dog, I have such an opportunity to bridge your relationship, which I'm really, really excited about. So I would say for those of you who are listening without significant issues, I urge you to try to find like some sort of trainer, not really behavioralist, but somebody out there that can help you like become better and make that leash more like a lifeline or a communicator. Don't knock my camera over, buddy. He's got a big head. So anyway, that's something that like just doesn't get talked about. It's like dog trainer fixes or dog trainer overcomes or whatever. And I find that a lot of my content of like, I'm always in fix it mode. But lately, like if you guys have watched my shelter stuff, I'm taking dogs out and instead of fixing problems, I'm showing people and their dogs the full potential of the dog. So I'm showing the dog like, hey, you can do this. They're like, I can calm down. I don't have to be crazy. I don't have to be like anxious and whining and spinning. No, you don't. And then dogs are like, wow, you know, there's a lot more to this dog than I ever would have thought about. And so the more shelter dogs I work with less behavioral problems, the more I sharpen my communication skills between dog and owner. And that's something that's like, I'm starting to really just, as I've said 15 times, sorry guys, you know how I get my little rabbit holes. But really exciting stuff, really exciting stuff. We need to focus more on understanding our dogs as a relationship instead of just waiting for a problem to happen and then sending it off to somebody. Like when your dog's a puppy or when your dog's adolescent, less than 2 years old, you should go hang out with somebody like myself who can just help you and your dog communicate and build a relationship and say, how do I tell my dog I love them? How do I tell my dog that I'm mad at them? How does my dog tell me these things? And so it's just really, really cool. And I don't know, for those of you who are on YouTube, why don't you just drop some comments and let me know what you guys think. And then for those of you on the podcast later when you get home, go to the YouTube and let's have a conversation about what's going on, not just in the United States, but in the world. I mean, I get messages from France and from Hong Kong and from Australia, from all over the world of like, hey, you know, I watched your video that I didn't think that was going to apply to anything that I was dealing with, but it really helped me have a better perspective of like where my dogs come from emotionally and mentally. And so I don't know. It's just really, really cool. I'm really excited about it. So let's talk about it in the comments and let me know what you guys think about what's going on in the dog world today. And, you know, we have more dogs in our household than ever before, ever, ever, ever. But we're also, here's the kicker, and here's like kind of the bad part is we're not working them. So the dog was originally pretty much brought into the human society to help us work. And we could talk freaking 30 hours on what those jobs were, but now we're not working them at all. And so now we have this furry thing that we love, and then it starts to change and mature and have all these different things. And so like what I want to do is create a very digestible system for us to not just go to a trainer for problems, but to go to somebody like myself as a communicator to say, hey, like, what do you think of this? How can I build this? How can I strengthen these things? And so I want people to not look at dog trainers as fix it mode, but more importantly of like, if there's just something you want to know about your dog, or I think, well, got a little ahead of myself. Sorry guys. I think just understanding our dog is super important. And the education that we have as humans, again, I know it's entirely different, but the education we have as humans of pre-K all the way to like, you know, college degrees, we're in school like a quarter of our life. We're in education a quarter of our life. We get dogs, they're alive for 10 to 15 years if we're lucky, but we don't take any courses on like how to understand our dogs. There's training on how to teach your dog behaviors, sit, stay, down, stay, or heel, or whatever, anything, tricks and things like that, which is relationship building, which is good, but there's no, that I've seen, like, course of, like, today I'm just going to teach you who your dog is. Today I'm going to bridge the gap and answer the questions you have with your dog through understanding canine behavior and, you know, what you can do to, so I did a video in my last video, I think, with the Border Collie Layla. And I worked with her almost silently. We had this conversation. This is a dog I've never met before that's been in a shelter for over a year in front of a bunch of people. And I literally had like an intimate conversation with her of like, hey, I want you to do this and I want you to do that and I respect you. And we had a conversation. It was just lovely. It was very emotional for me because I'm like, man, there's this gorgeous, beautiful, understanding like dog in the shelter and it could be making somebody so happy. And so I think that the more we get dogs, the more we just get them so we can hug them and we can kiss them and we can relate to them, but we don't know them at all. We don't even give ourselves like a fair opportunity to even understand our dogs, which then makes us super ignorant in the conversation of how we should train dogs, which is what I deal with on a daily basis. So if you go to any of my used tools, used prong collars, e-collars, whatever, you'll get a very, very minimal, but they're there, ignorant people about how they feel and how ideally they think that dogs should be raised, but yet they have no idea about A, animals, B, the dog, the canine, and then C, a lot of times they don't know their dog. That doesn't mean that they don't have education in animals. It just means that they don't know them internally, mentally. They just look at scientific stuff of this is how clinically things are supposed to be ran, and this is how I feel my dog should be trained, when in actuality, they don't really know their own dog. They think they know their dog. They are emotionally attached to their dog, but they don't have a good relationship, if that makes any sense. They don't have the ability to communicate to one another and translate, I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm happy, it's just love. It's a very selfish relationship that we have as humans with dogs now. Is 9 times out of 10, we get them just so we can go home and hug them after a day's work, when all they want to do is go on a walk and work and hunt for things and go out and chase rabbits and squirrels and be alert and be engaged. And so we're just on a huge disconnect. And I'm finding that, like, the other day when I did the video of my shelter dogs in Nebraska, I literally felt like I could take over the world. The amount of enthusiasm I had moving forward in the seminar that I did, I wanted to just jump on a bus and go to every city in the United States and bring every single person down and clear the shelter and work with every dog. I literally felt like we could do that. And I think we can. It's a slow process. But anyway, I wanted to hop on the podcast and just talk about the disconnect we have with our animals and our dogs, and how much we love them and how much we care about them and how much money we invest into them, but yet we don't invest in the important things, and we don't invest in the things that actually matter and convey to the dog that will mentally prepare them for reality. And that is a shame. It's a shaming thing. I think it's something that is blatant ignorance, which, again, like in my video I've always said before, is you can't be wrong at something if you don't know how to do it right. But I think we live in an era where my dog hasn't bitten anybody, I don't need training. My dog goes pee outside, I don't need to sign up for classes. And it's like, yeah, but like, I don't need to like go work out. Like, I'm not obese, I'm not going to fall over tomorrow, but it feels good. And it's something that, like, mentally, it, like, just gets me in a different place mentally on another level. And so I think we just need to pay a little bit more attention about what our dogs are, what they need, what their desires are, what their drives are, what can make them happier. And I truly do think that a lot of people want that as well. They just don't even know it's available. And so I don't know. We're going to create some sort of tour. The more people who know about the philosophies that I have, the more we can help people. I'm not trying to create a freaking cult. Let me tell you, there's people out there that try to create cults and they say, my way is the only way. This is the way. We have to do it this method. That's complete BS. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to say, I've been professionally working with dogs, and I've had opportunities that many people never get to do with working with dogs because of my innate ability to understand them. And I want to help other people, and I want to save their relationship, and I want to make their relationship better, more importantly. And I think that that's important. It's not about how many problems you have. It's about the lack of education you have with what you love at home. And so anyway, thank you guys so very much for listening to this. It was a complete spitfire conversation on the podcast, which is normally a lot slower than this. And then on YouTube, what do you guys think? Let's leave some comments below. Let's talk about it. If you guys have any questions, let me know. Again, the more people who know about this information, the more I'm able to travel and the more I'm able to educate and do seminars. And we have a couple seminars working in the books, but I am going to be in Denver May 4th and 5th of 2019. In Denver, Colorado, and we have 3 spots left, working spots. The working spots, you're going to be working with me for 2 days, and then we have audit spots where you can come and watch. And I hope to see you guys there if you live around Denver or you live in Colorado. I hope to kind of make this whole change in the dog community of, like, it's not what you think, it's not what they think, it's not left, it's not right, it's not positive, it's not negative, it's not compulsion, it's not positive only, it's none of that stuff. It's, let's just try to understand what a dog is and what they need and what they desire as a dog, instead of trying to put our ideology on, like, what we feel, because that's so freaking selfish. I'm so sick of people. So thank you guys so very much for listening. Instagram and Facebook, you guys know how to share stuff. Share this. share this when I post this on the podcast and I say, hey, check this new podcast out. Share it on your story to tell your other friends like you guys have been. It's been amazing to see what growth we've created. And then the coolest dog training channel on YouTube. You guys rock. You guys are growing. You guys are freaking sweet. I can't wait to meet you guys. Leave comments below. Let me know what you think. Share this on Facebook. Share this on your social media platforms. And let's change the world. That's what I want to do. I literally feel the desires and the ability to help people through mass education. So thank you guys so very much. And I will talk to you next time.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.